Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. Water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool. Back and forth, back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it flows between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface with your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing. Notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now, feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay. I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cozy Cave. Brianna, Rogelio, and Helen sat on the grass. "What do you guys want to do today?" Helen asked her friends as she leaned back to look up at the sky. "I don't know," Rogelio said, then asked Brianna, What do you want to do? Brianna said, well, I was wondering, do you guys remember when we followed the dogs to that cave? Helen propped herself up on her elbows and said, yeah, what about it? Brianna continued, I was wondering if that might be Dragon's home. Rogelio nodded and said, good idea. Why don't we check it out? Helen shook her head and said, I didn't pay attention to where we were. I just followed the dogs. I'm not sure we could find the cave again without getting lost. Brianna thought a bit. I think one of the dogs was Daisy, Honora's beagle. Maybe Honora would let Daisy lead the way again. Helen shrugged her shoulders and answered, it wouldn't hurt to ask. We'll have to let my mom know we're heading to Honora's house to go for a hike in the woods. Then, if she says okay, we can go see if Honora can play. Helen's mom smiled and said okay. So they ran over to Honora's house. Honora felt surprised as she opened her door to find Rogelio, Helen, and Brianna. What's up, guys? She asked. Brianna responded, we were wondering if you and Daisy would be willing to join us on a mission to discover Dragon's Cave. Where did you want to start? Honora asked, feeling curious. That's why we need Daisy, Helen said. We think Daisy led us to the cave once before. We just didn't have a chance to explore it last time. Honora smiled. She was always up for an adventure. Let me check with my mom, and we'll be right out. Shortly after, Honora came outside with Daisy. Daisy wagged her tail excitedly as she waited to hear what they would be doing. Okay, Daisy, we need you to lead us to Dragon's Cave, Honora said. Daisy howled her approval and began sniffing the air for the scent of orange, rose, and vanilla, dragon scent. Once she caught the fragrance, the little beagle howled and tugged Honora in the direction of Dragon's Cave. Brianna, Helen, and Rogelio followed. Daisy would run, then stop and sniff the air once more, only to howl and zip off again. Helen made notes of the path they took. Now, they would be able to find Dragon on their own, and they could find their way out of the forest if they needed to. Finally, Daisy reached the cave and sat down just outside the opening, howling a friendly hello. Inside the cave, Dragon heard the howl and headed outside to say hello to the friendly pup. Stepping out into the light, Dragon heard a cheer. Surprised to see Honora, Rogelio, Helen, and Brianna, Dragon stood quietly for a second. Then Dragon smiled and gave them all a big hug, welcoming them to the cozy cave. Brianna explained, we can't stay too long today. We use most of our playtime finding you. Dragon nodded, understanding why, but feeling a little disappointed. Wanting to cheer Dragon up, Helen showed Dragon her map and said, it's okay though. I made a map, so it won't take us long to find you next time. Then to the others she added, I think we have time for a quick tour. Dragon's smile returned, and everyone followed Dragon into the cozy cave. The kids marveled at the warm spring flowing into a tub, the glowing fireplace that filled the cave with warmth, and the moss-covered bed with the familiar blanket draped across. Wow, Dragon, you have a beautiful home, Honora said. The others quickly agreed. As they excitedly discussed Dragon's home, Daisy pawed at Honora's shoes to get her attention. "Thanks, Daisy," she responded, scratching Daisy's chin. Then Honora turned to her friends. "Guys, Daisy is telling me it's time for us to go home." "Yeah, she's right," Rogelio said, looking at his watch. Everyone gave Dragon a hug goodbye, assuring that they would visit again soon. With that, Daisy led them out of the forest and back home. Helen, Rogelio, and Brianna thanked Honora and Daisy as they waved goodbye. Helen told her mom about the fun they had exploring with Honora as she helped set the table for dinner. After dinner, and once they had cleaned the kitchen, Helen got ready for bed. When she finally climbed under her big fluffy blanket, a great big yawn escaped Helen's mouth. Helen wished everyone on Awe Island happiness and peace as she thought of all she had to be grateful for. Helen felt grateful Brianna had suggested that they explore the forest. She was glad Honora had been able to join them for their adventure. Most of all, Helen felt thankful they had found Dragon's Cave and were welcome to visit again. Helen hugged herself tight and then relaxed. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Feeling cozy and warm, Helen took another dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Helen fell asleep as she imagined her way back to Dragon's Cave. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.